fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, if you can't feel good on a weekend like this, I don't know if you're looking for the weather. Anyway, really nice weather here in Central Florida as fall has arrived. All right, we also have arrived. That means it's 5 o'clock Sunday evening as we depart, actually, on our three-hour classic American Adversaries tour. Got Aubrey Kahn, the awesome... Of course, the awesome Aubrey Kahn in the studio with me today. Sporting his, of course, I'm awesome, I'm a Kahn shirt. And we got Jeff Sinis on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I am Christopher Hart, and we are ready to rock and roll here tonight. We got a lot to talk about. More WikiLeaks stuff out. We're going to be talking, of course, immigration a little bit later on in the show with the great folks from Legal Immigrants for America. And, of course, you can join us, as I said, 407-774-8255. Kathy Santo Messino's got some real interesting stories concerning elections coming up later on in the show. And so we'll, you know, we'll be talking about a whole lot of things. So don't forget also you can catch Aubrey every Saturday, 1 o'clock. Right here on these same stations, as he does to his Talk to the Expert show about everything having to do with home ownership. I believe you had an air conditioner guy on there yesterday, didn't you?
He was late. He didn't make it. But
yeah,
we had a public adjuster.
Good.
We had a roofing and general contractor.
And, of course, public adjusters can help you with claims with your insurance company.
Correct.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, folks. When a emergency declaration due to hurricanes is signed or given out by the governor of the state, it restricts public adjusters to a 10% fee and not a maximum of 20%.
So that's an ideal time should you have a claim
to... got a claim, put your claim in. In fact, get a public adjuster in. Let them go and fight for you.
Let them do all the hard work and come out with more money on the other end. So that's the idea. All right, so that's every Saturday afternoon from 1 to 3. And don't forget, after we go off the air tonight, Mark Walters with Armed Room Radio comes on, and he's going to, you know, sort of, well, he talks, of course, about the Second Amendment, but he'll be talking a lot about what would happen to this country in the Second Amendment should Hillary Clinton be elected president. And if you listen to any of the news shows and the polls, they're talking like, oh, that's already decided. Why, he's already lost this thing. The only question now is how big, how bad, how many Senate seats are going to change hands from Republican to Democrat, how many House seats are going to change hands from Republican to Democrat. And so they've pretty much written everybody off on the Republican side, starting with, of course, at the top, Donald Trump.
Well, they have to do that. They've got to discourage us from voting so as to boost Hillary Clinton.
And, of course, that's the ulterior motive here. But you have all kinds of divergent polls going on out there. They're showing an ABC poll right now here on Fox. We got a little monitor here going. And the difference is 12 points. She supposedly has 50% and he supposedly has 38%. That's bogus. We know that's bogus. The Real Clear Politics average shows it closer to between 5 and 6 percentage points, which means if you have a poll that shows 12% and other polls in the similar range that the media is only talking about, what the Real Clear Politics average is telling us is that there are a like number of polls that are showing this thing either neck and neck or Trump actually ahead. And, of course, we've had the L.A. Times USC poll, which has shown this thing to be a horse race, neck and neck, pretty much from the beginning. And also, we now have the Rasmussen poll. I know Friday, anyway, I haven't checked it today, but Friday, Trump was ahead by a couple points.
He's ahead by two.
Today. All right. In the Rasmussen poll.
And an IBD TIPP presidential tracking poll.
He's at, what is the numbers in that poll?
Clinton 41, Trump 43.
See, now that's the one I think that is, those two I think are probably right in the range of actually where we are. And by the way, that IBD TPP poll, that's for Investors Business Daily. I don't know what the TPP stands for, but the Investors Business Daily poll was the most accurate poll 4 years ago, when it showed Barack Obama winning the race and winning it by the margin that he won by. So, you know, don't get lost in any of these bizarre polls that show her with 50% and him with 38%. That's not, and of course you have to consider the source. It's ABC and Washington Post, and they've made no secret of the fact that they are totally anti-Trump. And so what, why would we be swayed by that?
Well, you know, what they don't tell you is the people that were interviewed or polled. It could be 65% Democrat that were polled.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right? And so you've got to dig deeper than just the surface.
Exactly right. They are messing with the methodology, if you will. What Aubrey's talking about is the weighting of the poll. How many Democrats did you poll? How many Republicans? How many independents? Or at least party, necessarily neither party, Republican or Democrat. Let's just call them the others. And so if that weighting, and you have to do it by state, and when they're only polling 10 or 20 people per state, it's hard to get the weighting right. And so they're going to err on the side, of course, what they want it to show. And so these polls are real squirrely. And by the way, that Real Clear Politics average showing Hillary ahead by about 5 to 6 points was the same margin 4 years ago for a fella by the name of Mitt Romney. In other words, he was ahead by that much at this point in the polls. All right? So when you went to that Real Clear Politics average. So let's not get carried away with this like all these other bozos out there and give up the ship. You know, at the end of the day, like I've said on the show before, and I'll say it again, this is a test for each one of us individually as well as for a nation. Are you going to be a quitter? You know, and if you're going to be a quitter, you're not going to be high on God's list when he needs people he can depend on. So if for no other reason, you got to stick this out for your own good. But I'm here to tell you, don't get lost in these polls. That if God is going to do something big, this is how he will do it. He will have a David, if you will, go up against a Goliath. Here you have this juggernaut of the Democratic Party tied up with the media, tied up now with, we also know, institutions of our government. And then there's Trump basically out there standing alone with the people. So don't count him out yet, is all I got to say. And when I heard that Investors Business Daily poll, and because of their methodology and how they do it, that is the where you need to be thinking, okay, that this is in the realm of possibility, most definitely. And it is going to come down to, by the way, Kellyanne Conway on the shows this morning was saying she gave her path to victory through these key states. Ohio, very winnable. Iowa, Trump's ahead. Nevada, he got a big endorsement today, even though it was Sheldon Adelson's newspaper. Nonetheless, it was the biggest newspaper in Nevada, endorsed Trump, his first and only so far newspaper endorsement of any size anyway. So Ohio, Iowa, and Nevada, all very winnable. North Carolina, The Real Clear Politics average shows him about 2.5 points behind, which means that means there's a number of polls that show him ahead in North Carolina. So that's very winnable. Florida, it's a little bit different. The Real Clear Politics shows it's a little bit bigger lead for her, around 4 points. But that still means that there are polls out there which show him tied or ahead. So this is definitely real winnable. And by the way, Florida, the Orlando Sentinel put out an interesting piece today. It's a voter's guide, if you will. It was an insert in the Orlando Sentinel. But right in the middle, the middle fold out of the insert itself, it shows Florida's voting record in presidential elections going back to 1936. And there's some very interesting things that they show in here, and they show little maps of Florida from 36 through 2012, which show how the counties voted. Blue for Democrats, sort of reddish-orange for Republicans.
Right.
All right. Now, I want you to notice something very particular here in 2008 and 2012, Aubrey. What you see is the Republican in both of those elections won the vast majority of the geography of Florida.
Right.
But they lost. They lost it in the southeast part of the state, okay, which is now solidly Democrat. That's right. Dade, Broward, and those other the counties.
Right. It's the Hispanic
County
vote.
Well, then, and the liberal Jewish vote down there. All right. The fairly wealthy Jews who live down there in that area of the state. And they own that place down there. That's why Debbie Wasserman Schultz can be such a skank and still get reelected, right? All right. But also notice this little region at the top of the state here and how it goes way back. Even when Reagan took the rest of the state, there was this little piece at the top of the state right there about where Tallahassee is. Right? The capital of our state has gone blue on us, right? Even though we may have a Republican governor, there's a whole lot of Democrats living in Tallahassee way, right? And so, I'll direct Aubrey once again now to 8 and 12.
The Tampa and
three counties decide where this state goes. Hillsborough County, Osceola County, and Orange County. All right? Now, I'm worried about Orange County.
And Osceola.
Because Osceola, you have a large Hispanic population down there. You have a really contested House race going on down there between our friend Wayne Liebnitsky and Darren Soto. And so you're going to have probably a lot of Hispanics come out in that county.
Yep.
So if Liebnitsky is going to win, he's going to have to pull a lot of votes from South Orange County and especially from Polk County. And I don't know if they're there, but we'll come back and we'll pick this up on the other side and talk once again about how important where we sit right here, Orange County. If you're listening to me and you're in Orange County, it may come down to us.
The swing county.
That's right. For the state and therefore for the nation and therefore for the world and the future. All right.
Thunderball, we'll be right back. Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I tell you what, you talk about all the polls.
You were talking about theme music before. I think this song fits you.
No. I'll play my theme song a little later. But, you know, we're talking about polls, and you're talking about what's happening here in Florida. Yes, Orange County and Osceola County are going to be the swing state, the swing counties for the state of Florida. Because we've got that large Hispanic population, and yet we still got the good Southern people there as well. Rednecks from the deep, deep South, like me.
Like you, deep South, right, South Africa. All right. We got Larry Walters joined us in the studio now, too. How you doing today, Larry?
I am doing outstanding, Chris. Thank you for asking.
Glad to hear that. Of course, Larry has been heading up the fight around here for the fair tax law for a long time, and it's been a good fight, and he's made some progress. So we'll be talking to him, getting a little bit more of in detail. And maybe even talk a little bit about Trump's first 100-day plan for taxes here in just a second. But Eva's been holding on the line, so let's take Eva's phone call. Eva, thank you for calling tonight.
Yes, how are y'all tonight?
Excellent, thank you.
I just wanted to share on Channel 13, Local 13, they had the Orange County that voted early voting.
Yes.
Okay. They had 458 Republicans and 438 Democrats. So we're keep the ball rolling. And on those Democrats, all the Democrats I know voted for Trump.
How about that?
So I just wanted to, it's good news, and they're running scared, and that's why you got everybody jumping on Fox News. I do not listen to Fox. The only person I listen to Fox on is Sean Hannity.
Yeah, well, I don't blame you.
I don't listen to them because they're New World Order.
Yeah, they get caught up. That's right. That's right, they are. And they get caught up in the scripted storylines.
And I'm urging people, think for yourself. God gave you a brain, and he expects you to use it.
Amen to that. All right.
But thanks for the good job y'all do.
Well, thank you, Eva. Appreciate it. And thanks for the update on that.
Yes. That's good news.
Yeah, well, it means that certainly Orange County is in play. So, Jeff, we still have her in our ear. Thank you. Orange County is still in play. And so, once again, Orange County is going to be key. Volusia County could be key in this, too. But I think Volusia County is probably going to go to Trump. Orange County and Hillsborough County, I think, are two key counties here for the state, given the rest of the state stays as it has over the last, several elections. So we're sitting right here in the thick of it. You ever get the feeling that you're right in the middle of a whirlwind there, Larry?
Quite frequently, and more so over the last week. And that's another story, though, Chris.
Okay. All right. Once again, 407-774-8255 is the number. By the way, Trump will be in Sanford Tuesday. The doors open at noon. The event begins at 3 o'clock. It's going to be at the airport there, one of the hangars. You know, it'll just pull his jet up. And so if you'd like to go to that, go to DonaldJTrump.com to get your tickets. Or you can probably pick them up at any of the Victory offices tomorrow. I'm sure that they'll have some there as well. And so get on out to Sanford and support him. And, of course, he's going to be doing a lot of stops in these states that I mentioned, Ohio, Iowa, Nevada, North Carolina, and Florida. And so he's been in Naples today. Matter of fact, he's speaking there, I believe, at 6 o'clock. Around that time, he'll be speaking. And then tomorrow he's going to be in St. Augustine and another stop in Florida, and then Tuesday in Sanford. So if you'd like to go see him, Sanford's the day. You know, yesterday he gave the speech at Gettysburg, and of course the media gets caught up in his flair for the dramatic, and the drama that he produced tomorrow is that he's going to sue everybody involved in these false accusations against him and trying to rig the election.
But why is he waiting till after the election to do that?
Because they only have 2 weeks till the election, and that's a big distraction.
Running.
Exactly.
Well, he's got teams of lawyers. He doesn't have to be involved.
Well, they'll get to it, I'm sure, but right now they're going to be watching the polls for voter fraud. And today he promised to sue the DNC for voter fraud based on what we already know. And I think he should, because in a lawsuit, should a judge allow it to go forward, you can have depositions and discovery of evidence and all that sort of thing.
He ought to sue the Republican National Party for lack of support.
He darn sure should, you know, especially people like St. Pauli girl Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
I'll throw this out because I want to get your opinion on this, Larry. I actually think Paul Ryan wants Hillary Clinton to win. And Aubrey, you kind of said my reason a little while ago. You want to go ahead and say it? You can steal my thunder here?
No. I'm not going to steal your thunder. I've got something else over here I'll talk about when you're done.
All right. Because if Hillary wins, and especially if the Senate falls back into the hands of the Democrats, guess who's going to be the big man about town? It's going to be Paul Ryan, right? Everything will have to go through Paul Ryan. So he's big guy, right? He's cool. He's it.
Yeah, what would Schwarzenegger call him? A girly man?
A little,
girly boy?
Girly man.
That's why I call him St. Pauli girl Ryan. And but if Trump wins, he's a pissant. Excuse that. You can look that up in the dictionary. That's a word.
If Trump wins, he's history.
He is. Exactly. Exactly right.
One could hope.
Would that, from your perspective, be a good thing, Larry?
I think so. I think Paul Ryan is basically a party puppet, and along with the party, he's worked for a one-world government and sees bigger things for him in that realm.
Which brings us to the fair tax. Because a fair tax probably isn't going to work with a one-world government, is it?
Well, it could. It could work very well if the entire world was on a tax system like the fair tax.
Which isn't going to be likely, though, right?
Not going to be likely. Correct. Right. And if we get the fair tax passed, which we can do with the help of your listeners as well as many others, we've got over 10,000 supporters just in the Orlando area.
For the fair tax.
For the fair tax. And we need to double that in the next few months.
How can we do that? What can people do to show their support?
People, to show their support, they can talk to other people about the fair tax and get them interested and on board with us in supporting it. I brought some information, some detailed information on what they can do as far as where they can go to let their desires be known and where they can get more information. We can go into that during the next half hour when you're
okay.
Got me scheduled.
Okay. All right. We've got Ronald on the line with a phone call about Paul Ryan, since we were just talking about him. Ronald, thank you for calling tonight.
Hi. How you doing?
Excellent. How about yourself this fine Sunday evening?
You're talking about Paul Ryan. For the past 6 months to the year, you know that he's Romney's little minion.
Yep.
Is there any wonder the disdain Romney has for Trump, the same disdain that, you know, Paul Ryan and Mitt Romney probably talk on a daily basis?
I wouldn't be surprised.
I expect it from this little creep. And he is the worst kind of scum politician, Paul Ryan. This guy comes off, he spends all his time trying to convince American people that he's some kind of Boy Scout and clean-cut guy.
Right, exactly.
This guy is rotten to the core. and he'll stick his finger up and see which way the political winds are blowing, and then go that way. This guy is rotten to the core, and that shouldn't be overlooked.
No, that's why I've been calling him St. Pauli Girl Ryan for longer than 6 months. And I appreciate you call, Ronald. I agree with you. And he is, as Larry just said, you know, these people are globalists. And they put our country second to those goals. And he's a part of all of that, which is another good reason why we need to elect Donald Trump and put him in his place, basically, which is in the dustbin of history. But what I was going to say about the fare tax is, see, as long as we're doing things that will more guarantee our sovereignty than allow it to be taken away, that should be taken into consideration here, too.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when we have a fair tax, it gives more freedom and independence to the people in this nation. And that is what the UN and these globalists abhor. They don't want us to have that type of freedom and independence.
We've been kowtowing to the UN for too many years, and there's been a lot of talk over the past about getting the UN out of the U.S., but it's only been talk. Nobody has put together an organization to do such a thing.
Exactly. And so it's important, you know, that we consider this when we talk about tax issues. Larry knows this as well as I, because we prepared taxes for people for many years. The tax code is one of the main ways the government uses to manipulate behavior in this country, right?
Right, absolutely.
They call it social engineering.
Well, that's true. And it's simple. And all I have to do is, we've seen it happen many times and maybe not even been aware of what was being done. But they have given, the federal government has given tax credits for purchasing certain vehicles. Now, why would they favor, for example, a truck or a large SUV
over
a sedan?
Car. Yeah, exactly. Okay, we'll pick this up on the other side, 407-774-8255.
This is former professional wrestler Roxy Astor. I love to wrestle, especially when it comes to politics. For the best in political professional wrestling, I listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer, WORL. I'd go to the mat with these guys any day.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We're here live until 8 o'clock when Armed American Radio comes on with Mark Walters, not Larry Walters. Sorry, Larry. I was going to put you to work right on up till just about midnight tonight. Thank you, Nostradamus, for pointing that out to me. All right, once again, Larry Walters has been heading up the fight here locally for the fair tax. And why don't we go ahead and start off by telling people your website and what they can do to get involved.
Sounds great. Now, the website for getting more information about the fair tax and for registering as a supporter is fairtax.org. Simple enough, isn't it? Fairtax.org.
Yep.
And on Facebook, and this one's a little longer, it's HTTPS. Now, that S is significant because it means that it is a secure website. So it is https://www.facebook.com/fairtax. And that'll get you to the fair tax page, the official fair tax page for Americans for Fair Taxation. What you can do? Well, you can start maybe by this Thursday coming in and joining us, participating in the webinar that's going to take place. We do a national webinar once a month on the fourth Thursday of the month. And Mark Maneri has been the idea creator and the producer and host of the webinars. And I work with him on the board, more so to speak. But you can go to fairtax.org/webinar to register for joining us there. And if you would like a personal announcement, just give me an email at repeal_16@earthlink.net, and I'll send you a personal announcement for the webinar to give you a little bit more information on what it is about. But those are three areas you can go to get more information about the fair tax if you're lacking. You have to know what it's about if you're going to spread the word and help other people understand it also. Then there is a committee in Washington called the House Committee on Ways and Means.
Right.
These are the guys that create the tax law. And they need some help in understanding that America is sick and tired of an income tax system We've had over 103 years of it since 2013, 1913, I should say. And it has proven itself to be an albatross on our economy, Chris. It just kills us. And the government uses it, as you had said earlier, to do social engineering. And they have been able to, in the past, stimulate the economy by creating tax reductions for the people, for us, and for business. And then they let those tax increases, or decreases rather, go away.
Yeah.
And the tax levels go up again.
Yeah.
And the economy goes into the sewer.
Yeah, it was sort of like this cycle.
It is.
Manipulated by government. And we see it playing out in this election, because Trump wants to take, he's explained this yesterday in his first 100-day plan, he wants to take methods that once again resemble these. In other words, he wants to lower the income tax rates for a number of Americans and middle class mainly. He wants to lower the tax rates dramatically on businesses. And it's because of the same principle that the fair tax wants to eliminate taxes on businesses, because
right,
the business doesn't pay it. The business just passes that tax on to its consumers. And so what Trump wants to do is reduce the tax brackets from 7 to 3 and lower the rates and stuff. But it's what Larry's talking about. At least it's a step in the right direction. We have to say that, because it would stimulate the economy. But it's going to fall prey to other, you know, legislators and presidents later on down the line, who are going to come along and say, hey, your taxes are too low, we got to raise them. Look at Hillary.
Yep.
Right? Hillary's right now saying just that.
There is virtually no stability in an income tax. It can be changed so simply. In fact, because of the complexity of the income tax system, over the last 11 years, there has been over $150 billion $150 billion paid out by the IRS in earned income tax credits that were bogus.
Right, that was fraudulent. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about the people who got it legitimately.
That's correct.
He's talking about people who
legal
stole,
aliens,
who
et cetera,
stole
et cetera,
that money from the American taxpayers at the, you know, if you will, leisure of the American government. And I say leisure because they didn't raise any fingers to do anything about it,
and they didn't even see it for the most part. The IRS was blind to this particular loophole.
It was blind by choice.
That's very possible.
Yeah.
I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I don't do that to the IRS very frequently, you know.
Okay, all right.
Especially on the air, right?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. So once again, the fair tax would solve these problems. Now, there is a race right here in Central Florida where one of the proponents in Congress for the fair tax is in a bit of a fight that he hasn't seen for a while. You know what I'm talking
about. That's John Micah. Congressman Micah has been a good, strong fair tax advocate for many years now. And his opponent wasn't even in the running until the day before the last day that they could even apply to as a candidate.
Right.
And the Democratic Party encouraged this lady, I'm trying to think of her last name.
Murphy,
to run. And because of the change in the district lines, the congressional district lines that took place, the district that John Micah is the congressional representative of, District 7.
Seven, right.
Is a lot more Democratic than it used to be. So
right.
I don't mind the balance. I believe that our congressional district should be geographically compact and should have a mix of the Democrats and the Republicans and the Libertarians, whatever other people are legitimate political parties, and that then the best party should win. And that means if the person in that seat is doing the job he was sent to Washington to do, he or she was sent to Washington to do, he would get reelected. And certainly Representative Micah has been doing a good job for Central Florida. And he's got some projects in the works right now for funding that Murphy, if she was elected, would not have the punch, would not have the pull in Washington, D.C., to bring that money into the district, because she's just not got she's a rookie. She would be a rookie congressperson and has virtually no power.
And
she's invisible.
And in a way, this is an argument, if you will, against term limits because a guy like Congressman Micah, who's been there so long, does have key committee positions and does have that clout, if you will, which if term limits were the case, it would be more the party that would possess that power and that clout, not so much the individuals. So that's, I'm just throwing that out there. But that aside, Congressman Micah is, because it is a new district, though, there are many more Democrats in his district now than what he had experienced before.
Correct.
And it encompasses a good part of downtown Orlando. I'm now in his district. It's funny because over the last three elections, I've gone through three congressmen. Webster, then I was in Grayson's district briefly, and now I'm in Congressman Micah's.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. Yeah, made it to the Big Seven. So hopefully we'll stick here a while, and hopefully we can bring him home, the victor. By the way, there's a lot of outside money coming into that race.
The Democratic Party has committed millions of dollars to not only that race, but to the race for the Senate, U.S. Senate.
Yep.
As well as to...
Where another guy named Murphy's running, but they're, to my understanding, not related.
Not related.
Right.
No, she's a... Actually, she sounds like a very nice young lady. 37 years old, Vietnamese refugee as a child. Got a bachelor's degree. I forgot what it was in. And a master's in another appropriate field. One of them was economics. I don't remember if it was the bachelor's or the master's. But she, you know, sounds like she's had some good experience in the business world, but she just would not have any clout in Washington, D.C. for the first 2 years.
And she's a Democrat.
And we need, yeah. Well, we need to keep the House majority, and Representative Micah being reelected would certainly help do that.
Yeah. And by the way, he's been a staunch conservative, and he's been a staunch supporter of Donald Trump, too. But more importantly, from Larry's perspective, and to ours here tonight, is he has been a staunch proponent of the fair tax in Congress. And if we lose him, we lose a very key proponent for this movement. So
he was a good co-sponsor of the fair tax legislation.
Yeah. So we need to concentrate on keeping him in office in this election here, too. I know a lot of you listeners out there are now in his district who weren't, like myself, in his district before. So we do need to get out and support him. We're coming up on a break here in a second, Larry, but I know you have information that people can get in the form of cards that are real convenient, that have like bullet points, right?
Little pocket cards that have the highlights of the fair tax. An excellent piece of literature to not only use for your own reference, but to hand out to someone else whom you might be discussing tax reform with.
And can people, like for a contribution or something, get packets of these that they can hand out?
They can. And you know what? I did not get the website to go to purchase that stuff.
Okay.
But if they contact me at repeal_16@earthlink.net, I'll see to it that they get the information they need.
Okay. What was that? Your email again?
Repeal.
Yep.
_.
Yep.
16.
Yep.
At earthlink.
Earthlink.net. Got it. All right.
And, of course, repealing the 16th is what that is alluding
right.
to.
The 16th is what gives our government the authority to have an income tax and impose it on us.
Right.
We'll be right back.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. At Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. or 07-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
Show, folks. That's right. The big All Hallows Eve is 1 week from tomorrow. Don't forget, 1 week from last night is going to be the Halloween celebration at Cafe Positano. For a mere $10 cover charge, you'll get drink specials. There'll be karaoke. There'll be a costume contest, dancing, live entertainment, drink specials, pizza by the slice. And that begins at 10 p.m. next Saturday night, the 29th, 10 p.m., Cafe Positano. Get dressed up and come on out and spook everybody.
I love karaoke. As long as I've got the words to the melody in front of me, the words to the song in front of me, I can mime it.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing I don't like about it is that when I'm singing and the original artist gets the words wrong.
I've noticed that, too.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, we do have Larry Walters.
DeLarry.
Okay, we do have Larry Walters in the studio with us today. And, you know, Larry's been he's been on this show off and on since the early days, and we do really appreciate him so much. And he has been fighting this fair tax fight, faithful soldier, and really has pushed it along. And now, as you said, 10,000 supporters in this
area.
Over
10,000 supporters.
Over 10,000 supporters. Yeah. We need more, though. The strength is in the numbers. And so the more we get, the better. And this is a really great way to free up our economy and ensure more liberty and independence for ourselves.
Not to mention take power away from Washington.
It takes the power away from Washington. And you look at the average worker, the guy, the gal that's out there, you know, 8 to 4, 9 to 5, whatever their hours are, they will bring home. They're in the 15% tax bracket today under the income tax system. They will bring home, because of no income tax, 28.29% more money, more cash dollars than they are now.
Almost 30%.
And if it happens that they're also having deductions for either health insurance or pension plan, something like that, the increase in their take-home dollars is even greater. I just don't know how to calculate it because I don't know what their deductions really are.
Right, it's all individuals. But exactly, what you take home is greater than what, in other words, you'll be getting more than you'll give up. All right, the trade-off, you won't have the deductions and the credits and things like that, but the trade-off is you'll have more of your own money.
To spend the way
you want to, exactly.
Yeah, and the Ways and Means Committee, their proposal, their better idea that they have, I get so aggravated with these people. Their better idea is they've got 47 ideas that are just ideas for a possible tax plan. But if any of those ideas get put together in the method that they would like it, they will allow us to do our tax return on a postcard-sized document. And what aggravates me is how much promotion they have done on this and how much money they have put into selling their ideas.
Right.
And you know what? They back in July and August, they were holding hearings on tax systems, and they were allowing congressional people who were not part of the Ways and Means Committee to make their offering, their idea for a tax system, and then they were taking messages, letters, emails, and whatnot from the outside, people like you and myself, and then all of a sudden, I start getting this literature from them that was months ahead of their idea, their concluding their hearings. And the hearings were fixed.
Right. It was
if
all
you think
for
about
show.
It, it yeah. was all for show. The hearings were meaningless because they already had their thing in place,
right.
and they were getting all the literature put together and the videos and whatnot. And those rodents in Washington need to be marched into the Chesapeake Bay.
Drain the swamp and march the rodents into the bay. I hear you, my man. Let's go to Roger on the line. Roger, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, Christ. Thank you for having Larry on. I just want to call and remind all our Christian brothers and sisters to remember, wear red to the polling, your polling places. Let's kill them with the psychological so we can get an overwhelming defeat on this election and go into Christmas season with praise and victory.
All right. Well, thank you, Roger. I appreciate the reminder. Okay, and speaking of reminders, let me remind you that early voting starts tomorrow in most counties, not all counties in the state of Florida, but most counties. And you can check your voting guide or check with your voting office in your county to determine. I know in Orange County it starts tomorrow. I think in Seminole County it starts later in the week.
Tomorrow.
It does start tomorrow.
I got an email today from Mike Ertel, the supervisor of elections in Seminole.
Okay.
And he was boasting that no county in the state has an early voting starting time than Seminole County. So if Orange County is tomorrow and Seminole County is tomorrow, there's probably a bunch of others also. I just don't know who they are.
Yeah, exactly. It's like 90% of the counties in Florida, it starts tomorrow. All right, so most likely in your county, but once again, you can check on your voter guide. Do you know in Osceola County? That's where you live down there.
No,
I haven't got my voter guide yet, and I usually have gotten it by now. So
I have mine. It's sitting on my desk unopened.
Okay, all right.
I don't like early voting. I don't like this voting by mail unless you're elderly or housebound. Too many people take advantage of it, and it leads to corruption.
Yeah, voter fraud and stuff, and we'll be.
Look, we had that guy admitting online, he's a postal worker, that he was opening up early mailing ballots and destroying those with Trump votes.
Yeah. Weird things can happen. And if you do mail in your ballot, you can call the elections office like Eva did and make sure they did receive your ballot. Now, what happens to it after that can be anybody's guess. And by the way, you can also ask if they accepted it because of the signature. Evidently, the ballots that were being mailed in a number of them were being rejected because the signatures didn't match up. Well, of course, your signature changes over time. Everyone's signature changes over time. So that,
especially if you've been underground for 30 years.
That's right. Exactly. All right.
Mean incarcerated?
Incarcerated.
Both. Both, boss.
There you go.
Once again, fairtax.org is the website where you can find out a whole lot more about the fair tax. And can people sign up there to get bulletins and things like
that?
Yes,
they can. You sign up on fairtax.org, and you will get the Fair Tax Friday newsletter. And that's all that you will get unless there is something special that needs to be announced, needs to be broadcast.
Okay.
So you're not going to get inundated with emails from Americans for Fair Taxation.
Okay. And the webinars, can they sign up for those there too?
Yes, they can. Go to fairtax.org/webinar, and that takes them to the registration page where they can register to participate in the webinar. They will get a confirmation of their registration and a link to the actual webinar site for Thursday evening. It'll be Thursday evening at 8 p.m.
And that's every third Thursday.
Fourth Thursday.
I'm sorry, excuse me. Every fourth Thursday of the month. So please do sign up for those webinars and participate in them because they are very informational. You'll get a lot of great information. And can people participate if they have questions?
They absolutely can in two ways. If they have a microphone or if they call in on the telephone, they can verbally give us their comments or their question. Or there's a means whereby they can type in their comments or question, and we'll pick it up that way.
Yeah.
And Mark Maneri has been doing, like I said, he's originated the idea, and he's been hosting and presenting him for, we're in our eighth year now of doing these webinars.
Wow.
That gives you a little bit of an idea as to how long I've been coming to see you.
Yeah. You mentioned that locally here we have 10,000 supporters for the fair tax.
Right.
Is it, or what are the numbers nationwide? Do you know?
No, I do not. And they're not publicized because there's obviously areas in which we are very weak, and we don't want to allow Congress to know where our weak spots are.
I see. Okay. All right. So there's a little bit of a strategic decision-making going on here.
Right.
And you got to understand, folks, this fair tax is a huge threat to the powers that be, not just in Congress who make these tax law, but also on K Street, the lobbyists, right?
Exactly.
And also on Wall Street, because they benefit from these tax manipulations.
Yes, they do, and it's hard to believe, but understanding how the system works to the degree that I do, I know that there are means by which you can use the existing tax code to get deductions so that your taxable income is a lot lower than it would be without them. And what you're doing is you're taking deductions that you're following the law, so you're not breaking the law, but you're getting deductions that just are not fair for everybody in the country because they're not applied equally. The tax laws are not applied equally. And just as an example, if a businessman has a business that they run out of their home, they can take a portion of their home's expenses as a tax deduction.
Right.
Electric, home insurances, office, and things of that nature for their home office.
Right.
Okay? Why should they be allowed to do that? Everybody can't do that.
Right.
So when and I do that, though, I got to tell you, I do that.
Because,
but that means you're supporting me, Chris,
right,
and I thank you very much for it.
Don't mention it. But the point that Larry's making here is, and this is why they call the fair tax the fair tax, it is the only tax that applies fairly to everyone.
Everybody.
In the country.
One of the cornerstones of the fair tax is that it be a law that treats everybody exactly the same, the fair tax. And who can be against that? Well, those who are benefiting financially from the income tax.
Exactly.
Who is that? As you mentioned, the lobbyists.
Right.
Our congressional people, if they support, for example, a congressman, woman, supports some idea that a lobbyist is trying to promote for their client, okay, that congressperson will get some funds for their reelection campaign, and it comes in ways that are totally legal.
Right. Yeah, and that's part of the problem, too.
Part of the problem.
Yeah. Hey, James, hold on. We'll get to you. We're coming up on a hard break. We'll get to your phone call after the top of the hour. Larry, once again, give those websites out before you go.
Look,
here.
Americans for Fair Taxation is fairtax.org. The Facebook is https://www.facebook.com/fairtax. Or if you have your own fair Facebook page, just from your page, search for Fair Tax, and it will come up along with a bunch of other Fair Tax groups. But look for the original, the official Fair Tax page.
Okay. All right. Larry, once again, thanks for being with us tonight, and we'll look forward to having you back here again real soon. And James, hang on. We'll get to your phone call on the other side. We also, don't forget, have the great folks from Legal Immigrants for America who are going to join us on the other side as well. And we hope you will join us on the other side. So stick around for more at the American Adversaries Sunday evening 3-hour classic tour.
A call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries. We are here. We are now in hour number 2 of our three-hour Sunday evening tour. Thank you so very much for being with us on this beautiful fall-like Sunday evening here in Central Florida. Going to have some more nice weather as we get going through the week here. And it'll be nice weather for political rallies, like in Sanford on Tuesday at the Sanford Airport. The man himself, Donald Trump, is coming to town. If you would like to get tickets, go to DonaldJTrump.com. And I'm sure you can get them also at the Republican Victory offices, like at 1313 Fairbanks. You also have the one at the intersection of Piedmont Wakiva, just east of the intersection of Piedmont Wakiva and 436. You have one just north of Highway 50 on 436. And you also have them in Seminole County, and just get them anywhere you can and get there to Sanford. The doors open at 12 noon. The event begins at 3 o'clock, which means he'll probably speak around 3. I don't know, but it is going to be Tuesday in Sanford, and here's your chance to see the man if you haven't seen him yet. All right, I want to welcome back to the studio Aubrey Kahn. Larry Walters has left for this evening. He'll be back soon. But now we have in the studio the folks from Legal Immigrants for America. GoLifa.com is the website. The founder, Pola Hansberger, is here. Pola, once again, good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
And once again, Brunhilde. Bruni is with us.
Couldn't think of any better place to be on a beautiful Sunday afternoon, early evening.
There you go. All right. With the awesome Khan himself, Aubrey Kahn. I'm Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. James has been holding. We were talking about something with that he wants to touch on in the first hour, which is going to kind of transition us into the second hour. So, James, thank you for holding. We appreciate it.
Hey, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for letting me spout off. As part of full disclosure, I previously advocated my position in favor of Mr. Micah. I think he's done a very good job for me personally, good job for the others. I know Aubrey says you shouldn't return the incumbents, but I say if they're doing a good job, why get rid of them just because they've been there? And with that lead-in to Ms. Murphy, who is his incumbent, I believe when she first got in the race, I read that she was receiving Soros backing. Have you heard anything about that, or can you verify, you know, I know you can't do it instantaneously, but can you look to verify whether or not she is receiving Soros money? Because if she is, we certainly don't need yet another Soros person coming out of Central Florida.
Well, first of all, I have not run across any documented sources myself. However, I would not be at all surprised, especially with the large amounts of money coming in from outside to influence that race to make sure that Val Demings wins her race against Twilo and the PACs and things like that that are normally funded by Soros have been at play here in Central Florida. Do you ladies have any specific knowledge of that, Soros money, on that particular race?
On that particular race, no. Yeah. I do not.
No, but certainly, you know, this would be the type of race that he would put money into because they do think that Micah is vulnerable, and the polls do show this to be a close race. I mean, if you're going to put, you know, any faith in these polls at all, which is dubious, but you know, I wouldn't put it past him. I'll just put it that way, James.
All right.
All right.
Well, I've never met the man personally, but like I say, he has done, or his office has done stuff for me.
All right. Well,
let me make one more comment, and then I'm just going to hang up on you.
All right.
GoLifa!
GoLifa. I hear you.
Yeah.
GoLifa.com.
Good for you, George.
Yes. Yeah, and that's James. And,
I mean, James.
And by the way, James and the rest of you, Congressman Micah is going to be on the show tomorrow. He's going to stop by the studio at 6 o'clock. So he'll be on the show with us. If you have any questions for him, you can pose them to him at that time. And we'll ask him if he knows if there's any Soros money
in
that race.
And we have him on the LIFA website and YouTube.
Good.
He gave us a testimony.
Okay.
He's for legal immigration.
Indeed he is. By the way, you just came in here and you gave Aubrey and I a great voter's guide, an election guide. What, can you tell us a little bit more about this?
Well, we got it from the pastor yesterday.
At which church?
At Aloma Church.
Okay.
And it's
People need him. People need him. We have one, but it's only addressing the issues of immigration and the platform that the candidates have specifically on immigration. But this other voter guide addresses other issues as well.
Indeed it does. It looks like it's made for around the state because it's got congressional districts that aren't necessarily in our local area. For instance, it covers Congressional District 13 where David Jolly is running against Charlie Crist over there. And it is an excellent voter's guide, though. So we're going to be putting information like this up on our Facebook and website over the next week. As I said, early voting does start tomorrow. And if you are in doubt about some of these candidates, we'll try to help you out some. Of course, Florida Family Policy Council always puts out a great voter's guide. And Florida Family Policy, you can find them and I'll get their website for you, and they have great voters' guides, and they usually cover the judicial races as well. Okay.
They have one about the voter guide about the judges, which people are questioning, you know, because there is no information readily available, but the Florida Family Council has come up with one.
Right. Okay. I want to, while you ladies are in here, start with Donald Trump's Gettysburg speech yesterday. Did either one of you see it?
Yes. I saw segments of it, and he was outstanding.
Okay. Well, he started off talking about voter fraud, and he reeled off some startling statistics. 14% of illegal, I'll get to that one in a second. 14% of non-United States citizens are registered to vote. 14%.
That's the election.
Well,
I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. I come from a banana republic. Where, you know, people didn't vote for Fidel Castro to be there to this day, or for Chavez, or that you know, or the Nicaraguan president.
And when I say non-U.S. citizens, that includes people who are here legally and people who are here illegally. And of illegal aliens, there's about 5 million of them registered to vote. You'll love this, Aubrey, because you talk about this a lot. Over 2 million people are registered to vote in more than one state, which means they can vote in, say, New York State
and Florida. Because, right. Yeah, the snowbirds.
Right. It's and over. Because, and this is something, you know, that I was, when Barack Obama chided Donald Trump and said, quit whining, you know, we have one of the best voting systems, we have the greatest voting system in the world because it's decentralized. Well, decentralized is good in one sense, but it's bad in another sense because there is no central registration. There's no way to tell if somebody is voting in two different states. You have to really go out of your way to find if they're registered in two different states and voting. And so there is no central registry to follow up on that. And I'm not suggesting there be one. I'm just saying that this does allow the possibility that people can register and vote in multiple states if they have residences in multiple states.
And avoid the George Soros computers for the blind, because I took my blind sister to vote there for Mitt Romney, and he never took her vote. And I did it. I can see, and I checked to see if it had taken the vote for Mitt Romney, and it did not take it.
Right.
Yeah, I just had today your calibration error changes GOP votes to Dem in Illinois County. It was actually the GOP representative, his own, you know, votes he was seeing in front of his eyes being changed to a Democratic vote.
It was a calibration problem, according to the technician. But it's interesting how the calibration problem always favors the Democrats.
Right.
Yeah. And you know what else is strange? Who was it that complained 8 years ago about possible hijacking of the elections?
Well, that would have been the Democrats, of course. And they've been doing it every election since 2000.
Yeah. But which Democrat against which other Democrat?
Well, it was Hillary against Barack Obama.
And who was the one that was doing the complaining?
It was Hillary complaining about Barack Obama.
It was
Obama.
Barack Obama himself that was complaining.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got it backwards.
Yes.
All right.
And now, of course, well, it's a non-issue because we're Democrats and we're in power.
Well, see, as long as it ended up getting fixed in his favor, he didn't mind so much anymore, I guess. But the bottom line is this is another reason why illegal immigration is a huge problem for this country. That's where I was going with this, right? You have these huge numbers of undocumented people in this country, millions of which are now registered to vote in our elections, which is a privilege reserved for American citizens. And by the way, American citizens with full rights. In other words, you can be an American citizen and have your right to vote taken away from you by committing a felony, right?
Yeah, well, right. Of course. Then
but
you
they're
live
trying
in Virginia,
to do away with that too.
You know, and the government
well,
is letting.
Well, that's been put on hold by a judge.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is it can happen. Right,
it happened to Dinesh D'Souza.
Right,
yeah.
But so the,
now he
so,
can't vote.
So one of the privileges of being an American citizen is now virtually worthless because we just allow any old body to have it. Right. So this is a huge problem that only people who want to seal the border and prevent people from coming back into this country will be able to do anything about. That's where legal immigrants for America comes in. They're fighting this fight. You know, Larry was just here fighting the fair tax fight. These folks are fighting the illegal immigration fight. Two very tough fights against very big, long odds.
Yeah, we're the David against the Goliath of people like George Soros and Bill Gates.
And Mitt Romney and others.
Warren Buffett.
Hillary Clinton. Right. You name them.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, once again, the ladies from LIFA will be with us. You can join us, too, at 407-774-8255. And by the way, you can sign up for Legal Immigrants for America. No cost to sign up at golifa.com. But if you can make a contribution, please do, because they are a nonprofit organization. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
Everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
All right. Look at Aubrey and Bruni getting down over there. Cutting a rug. All right. Welcome back to the show, folks. That means dancing, by the way. You are listening to the American Adversaries. We are here until 8 o'clock. 407-774-8255 is our number. That's right. The haunting season is upon us. Don't forget, next Saturday night, the 29th, 10 o'clock, Cafe Positano. Great Halloween party and fun there. Once again, Donald Trump is in Naples right now. He's live in Naples right now giving his speech, his rally, and huge crowd again. Tomorrow he'll be in Tampa was the other place I was trying to think of earlier. He'll be in Tampa and then St. Augustine. You're going to hit that side of the state and the other sides. You're going to hit, you know, east and west. And then Tuesday he's going to be in Sanford, right here in Central Florida. So you have a chance to see him at any of those locations. Go to DonaldJTrump.com to get your tickets. Or I'm sure you can get them at the Victory offices located throughout Central Florida here. And by the way, there's also one on South Orange Avenue down there close to the where the Pulse nightclub shooting was. We have the ladies in here. We're talking about immigration. And once again, the Donald Trump's 100-day, first 100-day action plan would be to not only send illegals out, starting with the criminals that can be rounded up, but all illegals out. And if they come back illegally, it will be a 2-year minimum mandatory federal prison sentence.
Good.
In other words, he wants to cut down on all this just repeated coming back. He cited the Kate Steinle shooting where this guy came back in the United States 5 times. Mm-hmm. And it was on that 5th time, by the way, in a sanctuary city, which he would also end funding to, in federal funding to all sanctuary cities. The guy killed this woman after stealing a federal officer's firearm to do it with, right? And he claims it was an accident, but the bottom line is he stole the gun that, quote-unquote, the accident occurred with. He didn't know what he was doing, according to him, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So this is a huge problem. Trump does have a strong plan to deal with it, and he has all the authority he needs pretty much right away, with the exception of, you know, imposing prison sentences for people who come back. But, of course, he's up against, you talked about David and Goliath, right?
Absolutely.
And you have Hillary Clinton and her revelation that she wants to have open borders. Now, she claims Absolutely. It was just had to do with trade, but we know what that means, really, right? That she, go ahead.
Yeah, and she's got the entirety of the UN behind her.
And let's go there, because they just wrapped up a big meeting down in Quito, Ecuador, which I believe is the capital.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And the Habitat 3 conference. It's called with the New Urban Agenda, and it was attended by a staggering, they say, 50,000 people, which included 200 mayors and another 150 city delegates. And the sole purpose of this conference is to approve a 24-page document called the New Urban Agenda. It convenes every 20 years, and it leaves a trail of anti-capitalist, anti-liberty, global standards in its wake.
And what they've come up with this time is they want unlimited migration. In other words, open borders, period. No borders,
yes.
Right? Unlimited migration means people come and go as they please.
Feel fit, right?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
But in another bombshell revealed by WikiLeaks, Mrs. Clinton told Goldman mm-hmm. Sachs bankers that Americans mm-hmm. who want to limit immigration are fundamentally un-American.
Un-American. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
So the ones who want to preserve mm-hmm. America
are un-American.
Are the un-American.
Right.
What a fallacy.
Well, that's mm-hmm. what we're up against in this election.
Right.
And I just want to talk about this in bigger terms just for a moment. We'll get right back to this. And that is that we are at that time predicted in a certain special book that where black is said to be white and white is said to be black, right?
That's right.
And this is what we're hearing from our media and from our liberal mm-hmm. friends, which is that it is un-American to try to preserve the borders and the sovereignty of the United States of America.
Yeah, it is un-American to worry about your children. You have to worry about the neighbor's children and allow your children to go hungry. So that is so un-Christian, really. It's against our beliefs.
Right.
Our Christian beliefs.
Well, but this whole agenda, this unlimited migration, has also got the backing of 190 world leaders, mm-hmm. including President Obama.
Yep.
And the Pope.
Yep. Imagine that.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now, the agenda, there's 17 goals aimed at ending hunger, mm-hmm. wiping out poverty, and stamping out global income inequality.
Mm-hmm. Redistribution of misery, because you can never touch the rich people. They get on their airplane, and tomorrow they become Swiss citizens. Yeah. And overnight, you won't have the wealthy. And so they go after the money, like Thatcher said, you know, Margaret Thatcher. He said the problem with socialism is that they run out of people with money.
It works fine until you run out of other people's money, right?
Inclusivity is one of the big words, and it's inclusivity by design and coercive by default.
Right. And here's the problem with their goals and their method, all right? The goals are noble, right? Ending poverty, you know, ending illiteracy, that sort of thing, disease. The problem is their method will only guarantee that these things continue. It is capitalism that has brought relief and wealth to the world. And to echo what Pola is saying here, there will always be disparities in wealth. Always. There has never been a society, even in the quote-unquote communist societies, there were disparities of wealth because there were the elite and there were people who would work harder and save things for themselves. The point I'm trying to make here is that only under capitalism does everyone have a chance to better their lot in life.
Yes.
Under these other systems of economics, you're locked out. You don't have a chance to improve your lot in life. This is the way it was under the early so-called communists. This is the way it was under the monarchies. This is the way it has been under socialism. You're locked out. You're not included. Only under capitalism does everybody have a chance. A guy like, what was the guy's name who started Wendy's? Thomas.
Thomas.
Mm-hmm. All right. High school
Dave
dropout.
Thomas, yeah.
High school dropout becomes a 100 millionaire because he can make a hamburger and figure out a good way to sell it. You can't do that in socialism and quote-unquote communism. It doesn't happen.
And most importantly, everything they're setting forth in this new urban agenda is anathema to America and its founding.
Give us a couple of examples.
Wallace Henley, a journalist and former aide in the Nixon White House, who went on to become a Christian pastor and who has written extensively on globalism, said that the UN is making a full-on assault against the American system of government, which requires federalism, states' rights, and separation of powers, all of which will be wiped out.
Right. And you know why they're going after the United States of America, right?
We're the only one left.
Well, more or less, but we set the example. Mm-hmm. You see, we're the only ones really that set that example. And, and other nations have followed, a few.
Right.
Israel, I can think of one, right?
Yeah.
But we are the light on the, we're the city on the hill, as Reagan described it, right? The shining
That's
city
right.
on the hill. We're the light. It's not so much the city on the hill as the shining city.
Mm-hmm.
See, we're the light that lights the world and lights the path for the world to follow because it is a godly path. It is a path to independence and freedom because our rights are extended to us by our Creator. They're only taken away by governments.
Absolutely.
You see? And so when a government takes our rights away, it is not of God. And so what does the devil do? He goes after God.
God, yeah.
Exactly.
The church
because
and
you
family.
Take down the United States, everybody else goes with it.
Down.
Right?
It's the whole
but
world.
If the United States can survive, that light, that beacon is still there shining in their eyes.
Right. But you
and
can
they
already,
can't stand it.
You can already see with the retreat we've been on since Obama's election in the world, and a vacuum gets filled. You know, so you see Putin step in, you see China flexing its muscle, everybody.
Right.
And that's why I believe that this is one election that the legal immigrants that have lost the country to communism will hopefully contribute and make a difference. Hopefully, we will be energized and energize others to vote for the right guy.
Okay, if you want to make a difference, one way to do that is to join LIFA, Legal Immigrants for America. You can do that by going to their website, golifa.com, or simply text LIFA to 5.
folks. I'm WWE Hall of Famer Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and you're listening to The American Adversaries, the best in political professional wrestling on FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer, tough guy, ho!
All right, we're back. You know what? This is one of the highlights of my week, is being here in this studio on a Sunday night talking about all things that matter to us here in the United States. And it's always good to have people here that agree with me.
We're like-minded.
Doesn't happen out there that much.
Like-minded.
All right, that is Aubrey Kahn. I am Christopher Hart. That was Pola Hansberger, also the other voice you heard, and giggling also is Brunhilde. All right, so we're here. We're live. Don't forget, you can call us at 407-774-8255. And please do join LIFA, Legal Immigrants for America, because if we are going to open our borders, then we don't have a country. Trump is so right about that. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country.
Yeah.
And once again, in his 100-day speech, he laid out a number of things that he can do by executive order. By the way, he said the first thing, and by the way, on day one, he's got a whole list of things he's going to do, including eliminating all these unconstitutional and ineffective executive orders the feckless Barack Obama has signed. But he really does take this immigration thing seriously, and it really does affect the nation, not only economically, but security-wise, but also our culture. And he mentioned the refugees. We can't vet the refugees. It just doesn't happen. And so he's going to stop refugees coming from countries where there's violent terrorism going on.
Well, just an example, going over to Germany. You know, there is basically now one set of rules for the migrants and one set of rules for the natives. And the migrants know it, because police have kind of more or less given up. You know, a lot of them, when they commit a crime or something, they don't have papers. They don't know where they're coming from or anything. And, you know, it just creates a mountain of issues. So they just ignore it and just let it go.
Well, what's the newest law that there's come into effect in Germany? They are now allowing child brides.
I did not see that one.
Child brides, because it is a custom
amongst the Muslim men.
Exactly. And
50-year-old to marry a 5-year-old.
Usually it's girls around 12, 14, but they can definitely be betrothed at five years old. Exactly. So it is a practice, once again. They're not coming to the Western nations to become Westernized. They're coming to the Western nations
to conquer.
To
demand that we become...
Right, to Muslimize us.
Islamize.
Exactly, Islamize us, if you will. So it is, once again, it is a huge priority. By the way, as I was saying during going into the break, they are a nonprofit organization. They function because they are able to get donations from great listeners like we have here. And if you would like to make a donation, you can do it at their website, golifa.com. And a great way to make a donation is to donate $25 or more and get at least one copy or more of Steve Gushaw's book, The Bible and Immigration. And you'll not get better information on the illegal immigration situation and what we already have and are capable of doing about it than at golifa.com.
Right. And I think Stephen has done a tremendous job in that book. People should buy it for their pastors and, you know, on their priests, because he explains the difference between charity at home and charity towards people that are crossing the border illegally. They're two different things. We should be charitable as individuals, but the government's role is not to be charitable, but to enforce law and order.
To protect its citizens and the sovereignty of the nation are the first and foremost purposes of the federal government.
Yes.
And people might be well advised, we've already talked about that beforehand, to check out Sweden Has Died, because that's basically a foretaste of what's going to happen here if we don't halt this. And another good one is Merkel's, as you say, migrant crisis, 1 year on.
Sweden has died and Merkel's migrant crisis.
This is 1 year on.
And these are YouTube videos.
They're YouTube videos. Yeah. The first one is 28 minutes, and the Merkel one is about 17 minutes.
Okay. All right. So, once again, get hooked up and get informed. Before we continue, I want to take Frank's phone call. Frank, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, Chris.
How you doing, man?
Healthy and prosperous, brother.
I hear you.
I had a couple of things. First of all, if Big Mike's listening, I want to congratulate Penn State on their victory last night over Ohio State.
Can you believe that they managed to pull that out? Like, he's coming in tomorrow. I can't wait to talk to him about that.
Well, you know, yeah, I can believe it. And, there's reasons for it. But anyway,
did you profit from it?
Well, I don't.
I'm just teasing.
I'm a horse race guy. But anyway, great. It was a great victory for their program and a well deserved one. They fought hard. So my hat's off to them. A quick thing about capitalism. Okay, we've got to be as clever as the liberals are with the language, okay? And there's a lot of studies out there that millennials in particular, capitalism is a hot-button word for them, but they are in favor of free markets. So we should be careful to phrase it as free market.
Free market economy, mm-hmm.
Instead of capitalism. Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, words do make a difference. Yeah.
Absolutely, okay? Well, now, the question I had for you is I was planning on early voting, and then I heard something about it maybe, I don't know, I'm in Orange County. I'm not sure if it's at the library or not, okay? When I heard the word library, it kind of raised a red flag with me because all the librarians I know are liberal Democrats.
Well, the librarians do not conduct the voting, actually. It is representatives, and these are oftentimes part-time jobs.
Are you confident that if I vote early, that vote's not going to be harvested or anything like that?
No, I think early voting is fine. I'm a little bit more dubious about mail-in ballots, but early voting, it's the same process. You're just doing it at an early time. Personally, I like to wait until day of, but I always wait till April 15th to file my taxes too. I mean, I'm just that way. So, but no, with the voting, and by the way, they should be in most of the local libraries, and also, of course, the election supervisor's office. If you'd rather go to the supervisor's office over there on, I think it's on Gore or Cayley. I get it mixed up. Whichever one is the southernmost, which I guess would be Cayley.
I'll look online and see.
Yeah, I think it's the supervisor's office. I think is on Cayley. It's right off of Orange Avenue there. And if you can go there and vote if you like. But early voting, I'm not so queasy about. Except I just kind of don't like the idea. But as I am about the mail-in ballots. So,
okay.
All right.
And then the last thing I wanted to do was. Is it okay? I mean, I wanted to talk about partial birth abortion. Is that okay?
It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, I mean, okay. I thought Trump did a great job talking about it during the debate the other night. Yeah.
It's gruesome. A lot of people don't understand exactly what goes on. You don't mind if I describe it. What they do is they go up inside the pregnant mother and they turn the baby around forcibly so that it comes out feet first. And then they bring it out, all except the head.
Right.
And they leave the head inside the birth canal.
Right.
And then they make an incision, and they go up into the baby's head, and they suck the brain out of the baby. Okay?
Right, yeah.
Now, I want to all my Hispanic and Latino brothers and sisters out there, I know that you are not in favor of this. Okay? The Catholic Church isn't. No Christian is in favor of this. This is a horrible thing, and I got to tell you, if you vote for Hillary Clinton, then you are just as responsible for the murder of these children as the people that are doing it. And I'm begging you, please do not vote for this woman because she is in favor of late term and partial birth abortion. And I know you are not okay with that.
Thank you, Frank. I really appreciate your voicing your opinion on that. I heard that from my pastor that he had seen the procedure on a video, and two people fainted.
Yeah, and by the way, the reason why they don't pull it entirely out and still have the head inside the mother is because if it comes out and it's alive, it's now a human being. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a matter of inches is what we're talking about. A game
it's
of
murder.
Inches.
Yeah, it's murder.
Right. But they're saying that somehow that few inches can determine whether something is a human being or not. I mean, it's so ridiculous. Yeah. And
completely
so
it, formed human being. Yeah. It's like a baby.
Yeah. It is a baby.
It is a baby.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, and to emphasize what Frank is talking about, she made no bones about it once again the other night in the debate that she's perfectly fine with partial birth abortion. And Donald Trump, I thought, made a very excellent argument against it. Better argument that I've ever heard a Republican make before. In a public setting like that, much less in front of 70-plus million people. Mm-hmm. The third most watched debate in history, by the way. The first one between those two is now the top most. The second is Reagan-Carter, and now they're also the Clinton-Trump is third most watched debate. So it took a lot of guts for him to do that, and I'm glad he did, and I'm glad you did too tonight, Frank.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
All right.
But you know, they're not just talking about partial birth abortion anymore.
All right, bye.
Now they're saying it should be legal to kill the child right after it's born if you do not want your child.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Nancy
they
Pelosi,
want to commit
infanticide.
Murder.
Infanticide.
Nancy Pelosi infanticide. And others have said basically it's not a human being until the parents decide it is. You want to talk about, I mean, that.
Look, after this, we're going to be
standing next
Hillary,
to her.
Hillary just became grandmother again a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. So I wonder what would have happened if somebody had gone ahead and done something to Aiden right after he was born.
Stretch this just a little bit for us, Jeff. Tell us what Mother Teresa said.
Yeah, you know, Mother Teresa at a prayer breakfast during the time when the Clintons were president and first lady, Hillary asked her and said, why do you think...
Well, back up a second. Mother Teresa had been speaking at the prayer breakfast and speaking out against abortion. Okay, now.
All right, and so Hillary said, why do you think we haven't had a woman as president yet?
Asked that to Mother Teresa,
and
which she responded.
Mother Teresa, without missing a beat, looked at her and said, because she's probably been aborted.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
Because let's face it, it's gone from partial birth abortion, which they now want to make legal, to wanting to kill the baby after it's born. The next thing will be to get rid of the elderly population mm-hmm. who are no longer contributing to society.
Compassionate euthanasia.
Well, they've already figured out a way to do that. Have you ever
called Obamacare?
Obamacare, right.
That's right.
And then do what they did in China, which they aborted all the females
because
they needed males.
And they were limiting the number of children.
Child policy, and the parents wanted males because of the culture and all that. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, Rachel Cohen is on the line, and you can be too, 407-774-8255. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries 3-hour Sunday evening classic tour.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
You want to talk about horror stories? If Hillary Clinton gets elected, boy, are we going to see one play out in terms of lives lost in all sorts of ways. Welcome back to the American Adversaries. Rachel Cohen is on the line with us now. Rachel, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, and I really enjoy the show when the ladies come in from LIFA. I had the pleasure of meeting them at the Decision 2016.
Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello. I just wanted you to know I just got back from South Florida to my Cuban, from my Cuban family, and they are all Trump.
Yes.
Good deal. Glad to hear that.
Yes.
How about their friends and relatives? You know, other extended.
The only thing that I can tell you is my immediate family, every tia and tio is spitting out their paella every time they listen to Hillary. They're screaming at the TV. That is because exactly what was said earlier. If they have come from a communist takeover from Batista to Castro, they actually lived through it. So they know what they've escaped. And I'm talking about aunts and uncles that are in their 80s and 90s.
What about the young people, though? I've heard that a lot of younger people are trending more towards, you know, liberalism.
A lot of them have gone to college, and, you know, it's indoctrination there. But the majority of adults that are over 50 that have fled places like Nicaragua, Venezuela, Cuba, are for Donald Trump. We can't sleep at night. We're very concerned.
Mm-hmm. Rachel?
Exactly. I believe because my family is majority Cuban, it gets passed down generationally. That's why you had somebody, regardless if you agree or disagree with Cruz or Rubio, they also had instilled a lot of Cuban type of genealogy that taught them of what their parents and grandparents had left. You know, they have abuelas and abuelas that they're talking to, and they know from experience, not from sitting in a college class reading about it.
Right.
And that's just what I wanted to say all across the board, entire family from grandparents to uncles and aunts and to nieces, nephews, cousins, all of them, including my brother from Cuba, absolutely are voting Trump. Across the board, you're talking about Dade County, Monroe County, which is the Keys,
right.
Broward County,
mm-hmm.
which is in Fort Lauderdale. So across the gamut for my family, I can tell you an extended family, it's all conservative.
That's great. That's great to hear. Thanks, Rachel. All right.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be in studio.
Okay. Yeah, she will be in studio with us tomorrow.
Oh, great.
And, you know, there are the youngest, it seems, of the Cuban migrants who came here who do seem to be the millennials, you know.
Right.
Who are, and a lot of it, I think, does have to do with the education. But those first couple or three generations are all, you know, really opposed to anything socialist, anything of that nature. And they are good, staunch conservatives.
We have recognized the evil long before the natural born ever did.
Right.
Or the person that never experienced the horrors of communism.
Yeah. Right. And that's encouraging to hear because even if Hillary were to win those counties down there still, if the margin of her victory is not as much as it had been for, say, Barack Obama, it sort of negates, if you will, a little bit of the effectiveness of winning those counties. In other words, if she wins them close, yeah, she'll have won those counties, but it won't put her ahead enough that it'll make up for other counties in the state where she'll lose, if she follows me. What the problem has been for the state of Florida Florida is that there's so many people concentrated in that area of southeast Florida that if it goes overwhelmingly for a Democrat, it makes it hard for the rest of the state to, you know, balance that out. So,
like Pennsylvania, yeah, cities versus the countryside.
Exactly. You have the cities of Pennsylvania, yeah, and a couple of the other smaller cities basically decide the state.
Exactly.
But you have places in California. All of the state of California is not so liberal. That's where the illegals have been given permission to vote. But yet there are millions and millions of Latins that are conservative and will vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. We just have a few minutes left. Bruni, I know you got a number of things over there that you wanted to bring up.
Well, I just, you know, what's going on in Europe, basically, again, you know, we can kind of, it's a window into the future for us, you know, if we don't get a hold of things here and vote for Trump, for one thing. And, you know, Germans were celebrating their own benevolence. And now, and it says that in that video I just quoted earlier, the euphoria of indulgent narcissistic virtue signaling and pathological altruism with a touch of self-flagellation. And it's coming home to roost now. The cold reality is setting in. You know, you have a bunch of illiterate and skillless young men in the country, and it's causing a social crisis.
Yep.
The country is in transition. You know, thought crimes,
yeah,
that mainly affect Germans, you know, not foreigners. They're not being touched. You know, you say anything against them, you're xenophobic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a very sad situation. They actually have interactive crime maps now that you can check out online, where you can check and see where all the crimes are happening. 50% of the women, you know, don't like to go out by themselves anymore at night. I mean, you used to be able to just step out door and walk for hours in the woods or wherever. You don't do that anymore.
Even foreigners,
you know, their way of life has changed for good. As a matter of fact, a lot of Germans with higher educations around Lake Balaton in Hungary, they're all, if they have the means, they all go, you know, go there. And another thing I wanted to point out is, you know, they really, of the 1.5 million that have gone through Germany, and probably 1.1 million that are still there, and a lot of them Syrians. The blue chip companies are employing now 63 people of those refugees, of the 1.1 million.
63?
Yes. That's what the situation is. And now also imagine the early people that came from Syria, fled Syria, they were the ones that had means and education.
Right.
They flew into Frankfurt and other places.
They were able to pay their way out.
Now imagine what's left in Syria and what is being brought over here.
Right. Yeah, these are the people with, let's just say they were in the low classes over there.
Right.
Exactly.
And they're not going to work here either.
No, as a matter of fact, they'll be taught not to work here. They'll be taught how to get welfare here.
Well, they're getting $1,700 a month.
That's what I mean. They're being taught.
Whereas our veterans are only getting $1,200.
Right. So they're taught how to take advantage of the system from the get-go.
And we legal immigrants had to sign that we would not
be
a burden.
There would be no burden on the state
on
at all.
At all.
Right.
I mean, if they had offered us free college, we would still be in school.
Yeah.
Some of us.
Right.
Not me.
We didn't even get WIC when my children were born.
Right.
Nothing.
And by the way, at golifa.com, you find a great voter's guide that shows the differences between Trump and Clinton on the immigration issue, okay? It's not all issues. It's on the immigration issue, and there are a lot of differences there.
And the statistics are in the back.
Exactly. All right. And once again, you can do that by going to golifa.com.
Well, you know, because what's going on in Germany, you know, this is all on the taxpayer dole. And these people actually receive more than they would have been able to make working in their home countries.
Right.
But they still find the hospitality insufficient.
Right. Yeah, they're filing lawsuits and complaining all the time. They're already beginning to do that here in the United States,
too.
They
want televisions. You know, they want everything.
And there's something else that Trump points out. And he's been doing it recently, especially when he goes into a state like North Carolina. And that is the effect of illegal immigration and now these refugees as well on the black population and black unemployment.
That's right. 50%.
Exactly. And the negative effects that these policies have on the people who already live in this country. and it's magnified by those who already live in this country where the odds are already, if you will, stacked against them because they are subject to living on the government dole. And I'm talking about the black community to a great extent, Hispanic community, especially and Aubrey mentioned our veterans. No. I mean, this is not compassion. This is idiocy, is what this
and
is.
And we at LIFA have compassion. We at LIFA sympathize with the African Americans' plight, and because they are suffering, and that is unfair. America has to be for the American first, like Donald Trump says. American first, American first.
Yeah, but
American
of course, all of this is happening because of the global agenda we were just talking about earlier.
Hillary is in the midst of
They don't care about the individual or what's, you know, they just see their ultimate goal in the future.
Well, as a matter of fact, individual rights get in the way.
Right.
And this is what we have seen in this country with liberals and pointing to liberals' justices to the courts. See, they favor the good of the many over the good of the one, if you will. And that's communism. That's
communism.
Socialism.
Totalitarianism.
Exactly. Right. And Hillary, when she was asked the other night about what type of Supreme Court justice would she pick? Oh, so whoever takes the side of the people I like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess she, even as a lawyer, never noticed that Lady Justice, the one holding the scales, also has a blindfold on. Mm-hmm. It is not up to a judge to determine which group he should favor. It is up to a judge to determine which group has the law on their side. That's in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So she's got it entirely upside down.
Well,
that's a fact.
The Constitution was never mentioned by her.
Yeah.
Are they not there to interpret the Constitution? And enforce
they're supposed
it?
To
that's
be there to
job.
Uphold
yes.
it.
Uphold
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not reinterpret it. Exactly. GoLIFA.com. Please go there, sign up, and get informed. And if you can, please help them out as well. And the Bible and illegal immigration is a great book as well that you can get with a $25 donation. Ladies, once again, great.
Thank you.
We'll see you next week. And once again, this is our country, which is at stake. That's why these ladies are so adamant about
That's
seeing
right.
this through.
Legal immigrants, please go vote on November.
When America fell into darkness, a call rang out across the land.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing the champions of political professional wrestling, the American Adversaries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Chris had to step out for a moment. He's escorting the illegal immigrants from the premises. He's a gentleman. And we're going to continue with this. You know, we've been talking about the unlimited immigration that the UN is pushing. Well, Hillary, earlier on this year, had this $135 billion that's with a B, breaking every barrier program that she announced to transform America's cities. Basically, what she wants to do is she has made 37 pledges promising everything from removal of blight to construction of affordable housing for immigrants, chronically unemployed and underemployed. And she wants to build on the success of her husband, Bill Clinton, and, of course, President Obama. This is something which is going to just devastate the economy and get us nowhere, because she's going to be increasing immigration by 500%.
Oh, that's the refugees.
Yes.
And, then, of course, she wants to legalize path to citizenship and all that for all the illegals who are already in the country, which, of course, is going to invite that many more to come in on top of that.
What's the magic number that they keep talking about for illegals? 11 million. That's the same amount that they were talking about back in the George Bush era.
Yeah.
It's closer to 20 or 30 million.
Yeah. Yeah, there was one point in the debate the other night that, well, there were several that I thought Trump missed. He could have made, he did good, but he could have made some extra, scored some extra points. And one was when she said, you know, one of Ronald Reagan, even Ronald Reagan signed amnesty for illegal aliens. He did. And then later on.
He regretted it because the Democrats reneged on their promise.
Exactly. He said it was the worst decision he ever made as president of the United States. Thank you very much.
That's one thing you can trust about the Democrats in government.
Which is?
They will never keep their word.
The only problem is it always is worse than what they say. Right?
Yeah.
It's not that they don't keep their word and do something good. It's they don't keep their word and do something worse. Like, wasn't it a young black president who said that if you wanted to keep your doctor, you could keep your doctor. If
you wanted
to keep
your insurance,
plan,
you could keep
right.
it. And the average family was going to save $2,500.
And then we find out later that all along he knew it was a big fat lie.
Well, he took $700 million out of Medicare to help prop it up in the beginning.
Yeah, but that's all spent.
We've been joined by a young lady in this place, have we not?
That's right. We're turning over the host again. The great ladies from Legal Immigrants for America have departed the studio. Kathy Santomassino, producer and extraordinaire co-host, is on with us now.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Aubrey.
Hey.
And we also now have coming to us live from California, that would be Sunny, our California gorgeous lady of wrestling. Sunny, how's it going out there tonight?
Hi, guys. Yeah, I was listening to the conversation. Very, very nice. It is going to blow in a storm up here on the mountains.
Snowstorm?
Yeah, it's a bit cold, I'd say.
Wow, that's
amazing.
Yeah,
we might get our first, I wouldn't say snow, but it's going to be our first rain, which we will need that, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Sunny, can I ask you?
You're welcome, but yes, it's been a blizzardy day up here, but it's a beautiful fall day. Our trees are a bit bare now.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yeah, they're kind of bare. The one that I had the privacy here on my deck, because I have a huge deck, it's now bare. I can actually see my neighbors.
So, wow. So now, do you lay out there bare?
Yeah, that's what I'm just going to mention. I do. I'm not completely nude.
So you would be considered mama bear, right?
Bikini.
A what?
A stickini?
Teeny weeny bikini.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do lay out, and it's nice because nobody can see me, which is perfect.
Except your neighbors now.
Until now.
Well, I'm not going to be doing that now because it's too cold up here.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
that's right.
You don't want to catch a chill.
Sunny, but not warm now. It's turning cloudy, as I can do.
Sunny, have you heard about the bus accident that happened in California this morning?
No, I have not.
Apparently there's 13 that have died so far, and I was wondering if you might have had an update for us.
Oh, my goodness. That's terrible. No, I have not even had the TV on today. I have not been home. I was telling Jeff Zenas I got a wonderful washer and dryer, so I was putting that in and installing that
with
some help, and I'm excited now. I have a brand new washer and dryer.
Hey, that's reason to celebrate for sure.
Right? I mean, most women would probably go, oh, gosh, but I welcome it. I'm like, yay, because my other one wasn't working, and it's horrible when that happens. Hey. I must do my laundry. But what is going on as far, was it in northern or southern California?
I'm not exactly sure.
Palm Springs.
Palm Springs, California.
Oh, my goodness. I wonder if it was a tour bus then in Palm Springs.
It was, I believe, a tour bus, yes.
Yeah,
and
more than likely in Palm Springs it usually is. That's a shame.
Yeah.
That's terrible. I'll have to find out about that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Well, in the meantime,
good.
This past week there was some other bad news that I guess kind of didn't turn out so bad, and the media, for a large part, is ignoring it. Two police officers were targeted by another cop killer. Unfortunately, the guy's gun malfunctioned. Did you see that?
Oh, my God.
Unfortunately.
That's
well,
horrible.
I should say fortunately. Yeah. Unfortunately for the killer, fortunately for the police and the rest of us, his gun malfunctioned, and he turned and ran, and then I guess he turned to try to shoot him again, and they shot him and killed him.
Oh, well, then that's a good ending,
yeah,
I'd say.
But I think the real story here is how nobody's talking about it, because, once again, this was violence being incited by forces, if you will, the Black Lives Matter and other forces who have made the police in our communities the enemy. right?
Right, yeah. And that is so very true, and it's sad. Was this individual, do you know what, was he a terrorist member or just a cop hater? Was he white, black, Chinese?
He was, I believe, quote-unquote, white Hispanic, but he did have some Hispanic. But he was a citizen. He wasn't, he wasn't an illegal.
Okay.
No. But the bottom line is that he was touched by all of this, as I said, attack on police officers.
But it's a copycat. It seems like once it happens again, and
yeah.
It happens again. I guess people just think, hey, I can do that.
Well, not only that, but see, the point here is that they feel like they have a good reason to. And,
yeah.
they can point to stuff like Colin Kaepernick of the San Francisco 49ers. And now there was a woman who was singing the national anthem at a Miami Heat preseason game the other night,
and she was kneeling
on one knee. See, this plays into the mentality of these people that, well, I've got all these great legitimate reasons to feel this hatred and act it out. And
wow.
But, if it were the violence were being, conducted against the more politically correct crowd, then I guess they'd be reporting it.
Yeah.
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 So
well, this is why we need change. And I'm hoping that happens.
Well, let's talk about that, because
yes.
Certainly change is what people want in this country. The polling still shows that upwards of 70% of the people in this nation think that it's on the wrong path, it's on the wrong course, it needs to change course. Traditionally, during this election cycle, I should say, Donald Trump has been seen as the change agent. But Hillary Clinton has tried to steal that title for herself as well. How do people around you see it?
It's still, it's still 60-40 maybe, more leaning towards Trump at 60, and 40% are Hillary over here that I've talked to, and some are on the fence still, pretty much. They just don't know. They think it's still utterly, either it's a setup, it's just ridiculous what's going on. We don't want either one.
So what do you mean by setup? You mean like Trump has been saying that this process is rigged?
Yes. Yes. That, or he's helping Hillary overall. I've heard that. Like, that's why he's horrible and that he's spewing out what he says.
Right.
The debates, because he wants Hillary to win, because they were really good friends and their insight are still very good friends behind the scenes. And there's so many theories on this happening that you almost want to believe it, because it's sometimes you just sit back and you scratch your head. You're like, okay, that's kind of weird.
Well, you know, everybody says he's such a bad candidate. And I know there's a number of polls out there that show Hillary way ahead. And those are the ones the media talks about a lot. But there are also a number of polls out there that show this either a dead heat or actually Donald Trump ahead. Your very own LA Times USC poll has shown this a dead heat, neck and neck, since
50-50.
Yeah, ever since they got into this thing.
Yeah.
And there's a new poll out from the Investor's Business Daily. Now, of course, track records or past records don't necessarily have any bearing on what will happen in the future. That's what they tell you when they sell you stocks, by the way.
Yeah.
But
exactly.
The Investor's Business Daily was the most accurate poll 4 years ago when it picked Barack Obama to win the election by about 3 points nationwide, which he did. That poll shows Donald Trump with a 2-point lead, 43-41. So it's hard to think that either candidate is running away with this. So for people to say that he wants to lose, well, he needs to do a better job at blowing it than he's doing. And
yeah,
I really agree.
I think now, like you said before in the last show, he really wants to win.
Yeah, well, and no doubt. And then since we were on with you last week, the Project Veritas videos have come out where you had these Democrat officials, one who had access to the White House on a weekly basis. He was in and out of the White House over 300 times, met personally with Barack Obama 47 times, mm-hmm. and he's caught bragging on this tape about how they were hiring homeless people and mentally ill people.
And mentally ill, sure. That's that James O'Keefe.
Exactly.
Speaking of, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're saying these videos aren't viable because it was edited down, it's not credible.
Well, I tell you what, when you see the guy, and it's kind of like the tape with Trump on the bus, right? You see him, you hear his voice, and you know it's him, and you know what he's saying. I mean, there's no ambiguity about what the guy is saying. And by the way, the two men that were at the focal point of the video so far released, and they say they have more, have both, one was fired and the other, quote-unquote, resigned from their positions. Now, if these videos were false, why would they have done that?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
I understand it's, you know, this is bad news for the Democrats. Obviously, they have to try to discredit the source because it's hard to get away from the fact that money was used from the Hillary Clinton campaign to hire people to go out and incite violence. That's a crime.
Well, it is, and that's what they're saying, which the title is called Rigging the Election.
Yeah.
By doing this, by hiring these individuals as what we call marks. In wrestling world,
yeah,
you know, to do what they do, not in the violent way, but, you know, hey, we have some marks that can get a little on social media, can get
real quick. Tell people what exactly you mean by a mark in professional wrestling, because I think that's a great analogy.
Yeah, well, a mark is somebody that what I call it's like a super fan. They just grab on the bandwagon. I have one that loves me to death. I go on to Roxy's page. There he is. Loving Roxy.
Yeah, well, that's the idea.
You know, they're just like on there commenting on everything. Oh, well, yeah, this guy, that guy about wrestling. And, oh, Sonny, did you do that move back in wrestling? Oh, did you do that? Yeah, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And that's what they do. They sit on there 24 hours a day.
Right. So
this guy who's doing the videos, you know. It may be viable, it may not, but it probably will hurt the campaign, even though it's unclear that the DNC or the Clinton campaign is involved. But, again, there's that but.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Exactly.
Right?
And it plays right into what Trump has been saying about the election process itself being rigged.
Yeah.
And he's got evidence now that the media is in the can for Hillary. He has evidence now that money was being spent to disrupt his campaigns. And all he needs now is proof that there are illegal aliens out there voting in this election. And
got plenty of proof of that.
And not this time, but we do have proof that there are many illegals in this country and non-U.S. citizens registered to vote.
And they shouldn't. Yeah.
No, absolutely not.
Not.
No.
Nope.
Yeah.
I think the aliens in our sky, if there is, have more reason to vote than they do. Because they're not harmful. I had someone tell me about that last night. They're like, did you see an alien in the sky the other night? And up here, we're close to the stars. It's very, you know, the higher up in elevation you go, it's beautiful.
Right.
Like, what are you talking about? I go, no, an alien? I go, I see plenty every day, but no. And they just laughed. They finally got what I was saying. But
I got you.
You know, yeah, it's that's not good. If Trump can prove it, but of course Hillary's got stuff on Trump. It could go back and forth to the very end of this election, to the end. But, you know, we shall see. It's going down to the final wire. And the debate was kind of, I thought he was going to just come out all, he was actually pretty good. I mean, he was very subtle again, but I just thought he was going to come out just, hey, this is it.
Yeah.
But it was pretty smooth through the end, this last one.
Yep.
He got a little dirty, but not too bad. I thought the middle one was worse. Right?
Yeah. Well, it was the third one was, once again, it is one of the most watched debates in history. We'll see if it makes a difference.
I think this whole thing, this election is bringing out everybody and everything to it. And you'll see the anger on social media, the people just piling on, one for Trump, one for Clinton. And it can get dirty.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
okay,
yeah.
This people, is, come on.
This
you
is
know,
for keeps.
Be nice.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, watch out for snow flurries and low-flying aliens, and we'll talk to you next week.
I know.
All right.
I've got my skeleton up here for Halloween, and I'm going to turn him on, and hopefully he'll scare him away.
Well, you go laying out bare on that deck, and you'll be turning a lot more than a skeleton on, I'll tell you that.
All right. Good one.
All right, Sonny.
All right, guys.
You take care.
Take care, Sonny.
All right, you too.
All right.
Bye now.
All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh, my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
That's right. Don't forget, Saturday the 29th, 1 week from yesterday, Halloween celebration at Cafe Positano. At 10 o'clock, they will turn the restaurant into a haunted restaurant, I guess. Anyway, there's going to be a lot of fun going on there. $10 cover charge. That's going to get you drink specials. There'll be pizza by the slice. There's going to be live music and dancing, costume contest, karaoke. That's Saturday, Cafe Positano. You don't have to have a costume, but it'll be a great reason to dress up in one and head on down. Now, I saw that. All right. Kathy Santomassino's in now with some of her Sunday's Odd Stories, SOS.
Hey, Chris.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Holy Batman, there's a flying skeleton. There are tons of ways to scare people this Halloween season, so why wait until the big day? A northern Wisconsin man has been having a ball in his neighborhood by attaching a terrifying skeleton ghost doll to a drone and flying it above his neighbors' heads. The dummy, which features a raggedy black cloak and chains, seems to have caused a ruckus on both land and social media. Zach Krueger, not related to Freddy Krueger, who uploaded pictures of the trick to Twitter on Sunday, credited his uncle with carrying out the stunt. My uncle, knowing him, had a spur-of-the-moment idea and went with it, Krueger said in a statement. So, this one's for you, Sonny.
All right. I imagine maybe her neighbor has been using a drone.
I bet. Yeah, there you go. That's a good way of peeking on your neighbors.
All right. What else you got there?
Well, we all know billionaire Donald Trump is rewriting the rule book in his election campaign. According to some star super celebrities or superstar celebrities, whichever way you want, that is exactly what they like about him. From sports stars, actors, entertainers, to business heavyweights, the popular presidential candidate has attracted support from demographics the experts thought would never support him. So here's a list of celebrities who support Donald Trump. And when you hear what they have to say, you may be pleasantly surprised.
Oh, yeah? Who would be on that list?
You may not believe this, but...
Wait a minute. I know Don King is on
Don King is on here. You know, Don is our famous boxing promoter. And he said that Donald Trump is calling all these people out. He can't be bought. He can't be controlled by the party. No one can control him. He works for the will of the people. They are the only ones he has an obligation to, because through the primaries, he was self-funded. They say he's dividing and polarizing. No, it's already polarized, says King. It's already divided. What he's doing is exposing. He's not polarizing.
Well, he's right. That's
a pretty good statement, don't you think?
I think he's summing it all up. Right. I think
he's nailed
right.
that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you thought you knew Roseanne Barr and you thought she was a liberal, guess what?
Don't tell me.
Roseanne Barr is on the Trump train.
Ee-wee.
That's right.
I never would have thought that.
I think we would be so lucky if Trump won, said Barr. And when people come here and they get a lot of benefits that our own veterans don't get, what's up with that?
I agree.
Amen, sister.
I've been preaching that tonight as well.
You know, you have been. That's right. And in past couple of elections, she actually ran for president.
That's right.
So she's throwing her support to Donald Trump.
That's right.
All right. Go, Roseanne.
Okay.
And the vote of the three others that voted for her.
Do you remember?
We'll take what we can get.
Do you remember Robert Kiyosaki, the legendary author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad?
Yep.
Well, Robert says, as I watch the Republican debates, I ask myself, of all the candidates on that stage, which one knows how to make money? We all know that the majority of them know how to spend money, but only one candidate has a proven record of making money.
Why didn't I think of that?
And
this is beautiful.
And this is why I decided to endorse Donald for president.
That is beautiful.
Now, this is all logical stuff, but we're hearing it from famous people, gives it more credibility, right?
Well, not only that, but each one of them's reasoning so far has been right on the money.
I knew you'd like this, Chris. This is in your wheelhouse. Okay, Ted Nugent, our rock and roll legend.
Now, see, we might have expected him, but give us his reasoning. Go ahead and give us his reasoning.
You know, he supports the Second Amendment.
Right.
Ted has voiced his support for Trump several times, saying, Donald Trump is the hellraiser America has needed for a very long time. Also, Donald Trump's message sings to Americans because he doesn't play politically correct, brain-dead games. He calls them like he sees them. That's refreshing to millions of Americans who believe political correctness is a public cancer that has ended, or I should say eroded, free speech and everything else good about America.
Go Ted Nugent, cat scratch fever.
There you go.
Love it, love it. I tell you what, you got some more?
I do.
Okay, hold on those because we got to take a hard break. When we come back, Kathy's got some more celebrities and their reasons why they are supporting the Donald. All right, don't forget, he will be in Sanford Tuesday. Here's your chance. If you haven't seen him up close and personal yet, your chance is Tuesday at the Sanford Airport. You have to have a ticket. You can get it at DonaldJTrump.com. The doors open at noon. The
ball is heating up. You're listening to the American Adversaries on 660 WORL and on 1520 The Biz, if you can take it.
Okay, welcome back to the show, folks, as we head back toward the port, if you will. Don't forget, we're here until 8 o'clock. We're live, 407-774-8255 at 8 o'clock. Mark Walters of Armed American Radio, he'll take you live until 11 o'clock. Got Kathy Santomassino in the studio. We also have Aubrey Kahn, the awesome Aubrey Kahn, and myself, Christopher Hart. And Kathy was just telling us about some celebrities who they support Trump and why.
It's amazing. Herschel Walker, the Heisman Trophy winner, in an interview, Walker said, "When are we going to get back to what's best for the country? I think that's what Donald is pushing to do. I think we have to get a president now that's more of a business person."
And that's cool. You know, Herschel Walker also made a ton of money when he got drafted by the USFL out of Georgia, out of college. He was one of the high-priced football players that they drafted and really turned the market for what we pay football players around. The USFL are the ones who set the pace for high-priced athletes, and they should all be very grateful to Donald Trump and the other owners. Go ahead.
So. Lou Ferrigno, remember him? The Incredible Hulk, and former bodybuilder?
Yeah.
Lou spoke well of the man who fired him on Celebrity Apprentice. "I wish Donald the best. He's a fabulous guy. I hope he goes all the way. He cares about our country and keeping our country safe." So a lot of athletes are on the Trump train, Chris.
I remember that Ferrigno actually went pretty deep into the competition.
Yeah,
that
he
year.
Did really well.
Yeah.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Fame football coach, said, "I do like Donald Trump. I think he's on the right track. I think sometimes he's got to think a little more before he says things, but I think he's on the right track."
Leave it up to Ditka to say something like that, right?
Yeah.
Who is, by the way, the only coach ever to take the Chicago Bears to a Super Bowl victory. Yep.
Stephen Baldwin, actor, brother to Alec, and former Celebrity Apprentice contestant. On CNN's Don Lemon, Baldwin said, "I think he's fantastic. I love him. I think he'd make a great president because he's not a politician. And he doesn't care what anybody thinks. And that's why he's surging in the polls."
There you go.
Fran Drescher, the actress in the Nanny TV show, a real popular show. "I think he is very funny, and I think he is actually saying a lot of things that other people don't really have the guts to say, and for that reason, I applaud him." Kirstie Alley, the actress on Cheers.
No kidding.
The Cheers star tweeted out her formal endorsement and backed it up, saying in an interview, "Donald Trump, whether you like him or you don't like him, is waking this country up."
Wow.
Jesse James, ex-husband of Sandra Bullock and ex-Celebrity Apprentice. After spending a month with Trump in New York for the filming of Celebrity Apprentice, James noted, "What I personally observed is a man that is perfectly suited to run the country. He is respectful to the little guy, which shows he worked hard to get where he is, and he is also tough as nails when he needs to be. The people he will appoint to the top positions will be top shelf. And you can bet if they don't perform, they will get the boot."
That's what we need.
Right. Tom Brady, NFL winning MVP quarterback with the New England Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
"Only one of two players in NFL history to win the NFL Most Valuable Player and Super Bowl MVP awards multiple times. Brady is a friend of Trump and supporter. They play golf together, and Brady called Trump remarkable." But in a rather humorous exchange with the liberal media, in a bullying fashion, they asked him several times to clarify his position with respect to supporting Trump, with the clear tone that they would trash him if the support continued. Brady laughingly replied, "This is really important to you guys, huh?" Hulk Hogan, WWE pro wrestler and reality TV star, asked by TMZ which 2016 presidential candidate pro wrestler Hulk Hogan wanted to have in the ring with him. Hulk replied, "I don't want to be in the ring with any candidates. I want to be Trump's running mate."
No, he said, "I don't want to be in any ring with any candidate, brother. I just want to be Trump's running mate."
And, of course, I can't mimic his voice as well as you, Chris. Thank you.
Brother.
Gene Simmons, rock guitarist for band Kiss.
Yeah.
Simmons,
yeah,
a former contestant on The Celebrity Apprentice, said, "I believe Donald Trump is a good man. He's in it to win it. You can hate the guy, but you don't think for a second that there's a guy sitting there typing, 'Here's what you say, Donald.' No, he's his own man." He went on to say that although Trump has been ungentlemanly at times, he is better and smarter than the rest.
All right.
Gary Busey, actor, right after his Dancing with the Stars debut, actor Gary Busey said this about his former Celebrity Apprentice boss.
Yep.
I know him personally. I know him professionally. He's a great guy. He's sharp. He's fast. He can change this country after the last 8 years.
How about that?
Okay, are you ready for the next one, Christian? I can believe this one. Dennis Rodman, former NBA star and Celebrity Apprentice. Rodman tweeted about his former boss. He has been a great friend for many years. We don't need another politician. We need a businessman like Mr. Trump. Trump 2016.
Yeah, actually, Rodman and Mike Tyson came out for Trump way back early in the primary, as a matter of fact.
Jesse Ventura, former wrestler and governor. Ventura said in a news interview, I shocked my staff today. I came in and said, you know what? As far as the Republicans are concerned, I said, I hope Trump wins.
The only governor ever to wear a feather boa.
There you go.
That we know of.
I don't know. Maybe Obama.
Charlie Crist might have worn one. We just don't know.
I think maybe Obama might be someone who might have done that fashion faux pas.
He was never a governor. He was president.
That's true. Mike Tyson, former heavyweight champion, in an interview with the Huffington Post, the champ said, he should be president of the United States. Let's try something new. Let's run America like a business where no colors matter. Whoever can do the job gets the job.
Once again, all these are really great reasons,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I love these reasons.
Yeah.
Loretta Lynn, the famous singer of Coal Miner's Daughter, said, Trump has sold me. What more can I say? When you're advertising for the best, forget the rest. I love these taglines. I just think he's the only one who's going to turn this country around.
She's right. She's absolutely right.
Wayne Newton, singer and also known as Mr. Las Vegas, appeared on Fox and Friends to endorse Trump. I love Donald, and he would make a great president. Number one, he tells the truth, said Newton. Number two, he's been where most of these guys want to be in terms of riding on his own plane. He doesn't have to worry about what hotels he stays in. He doesn't have to worry about how his family gets to Hawaii and so on and so forth. That's a really logical reason, right?
I love Wayne Newton.
Now, my favorite one is your favorite, Chris.
Who?
Mr. Clint Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
He's famous for that chair in that conference that they did for the Republicans, the empty chair.
I'm sorry, Mr. President. I don't think Mitt Romney could actually do that.
Anyway, I have to censor some of this, but I'll say the quote goes something like this. He's on to something because secretly everybody's getting tired of political correctness, kissing up. That's the kiss A generation we're in right now.
Yep.
We're really in a P, another word for kitty, use your imagination there,
right.
Generation.
Yeah.
Everybody is walking on eggshells. Mm. Isn't that the truth?
I tell you what, yeah, he got it right too.
Every one of them. You want another endorsement? You know how they have been accusing him of being disrespectful towards women, and all these women are now coming forward saying that he molested them and so on. Well, it just so happens that there are two ladies, two former nude models, who spent a lot of time with Trump during their heyday in the 1990s, and are now disputing the media narrative. All right. According to the UK's Daily Mail, 53-year-old Shane and Sia Barbie, better known as the Barbie twins, of Playboy centerfold and cover model fame, met Trump in 93. They attended many parties and events with him and say he was always the perfect gentleman towards them and the other women, even though a lot of the women were falling all over him.
Imagine that.
Well, did you hear about this nutty protester that got busted? This is a great story. As protests go, this one is truly nutty. A woman in Amherst Junction, Wisconsin, has been charged with disorderly conduct after she allegedly spread peanut butter on 30 cars that she believed belonged to Donald Trump supporters. Well, police officers pointed out to her that she had interrupted a conservation meeting, not a Trump rally. She allegedly said that she was sorry, but that she was just fed up about the entire election. Turns out the cars actually belong to members of the Tomorrow River Conservation Club. Oops! Sounds like these cars might have belonged to some global warming liberals.
How about that?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, that's turnabout, you know, a little bit of poetic justice there. Right.
Absolutely. Did you hear about this woman's auction that raises some eyebrows?
Uh-oh.
This one is unbelievable.
Okay.
This one is from my friend JD in New Smyrna Beach. This next story puts a whole new spin on sex sells. After a devastating fire claimed her home, a young Washington woman has made an important decision many have viewed as extremely controversial. 20-year-old Catherine Stone has decided to auction off her virginity for the sake of her family. Stone's family home in Seattle was destroyed in a fire in 2014. They had no insurance, so due to financial complications, they were forced to stay on the burned-out property, okay? Now, it turns out Stone came across a Facebook ad for a legal brothel in Nevada where prostitution is legal in some counties in that state. Mm-hmm. Stone turned to Dennis Hoff, I think he's the owner of the Mustang Ranch, and she asked him if she could work in one of his brothels. Well, Hoff says, I talked to my people and I talked to her and she convinced me that this is something she wanted to do. With support from her mother, Stone said goodbye to her old home and made her way to one of Hoff's brothels where she now lives. I was definitely scared throughout the whole thing, Stone said. I was intimidated because I was brand new to the sex industry. Despite her fears, she said all of the ladies who work at Hoff's brothel are supportive. It's just a good environment. We have fun here, she said. The current bid for Stone's virginity has reached, are you ready for this? $400,000. But no offers have been accepted just yet. According to Hoff, she is looking for Mr. Wright. Hoff said due to Stone's situation, he won't accept any of the profits. Stone said she's waiting for someone to make her feel comfortable with what she's doing. And while there have been negative criticisms online, Stone won't let it affect her. The whole time I've been here, I've come to terms with what I'm doing. I'm definitely ready, she said.
She must be blonde because you don't go there to look for Mr. Wright.
I know.
Dog.
Well, maybe Mr. Wright now with a boatload of money might be what she's looking for.
Yeah, well, it's what she has to think of is that if he pays her, he'll pay somebody else, right?
You know, there was a brothel that was actually closed down in Nevada.
Oh, and the IRS took it over.
That's right. Yeah. And they couldn't make a profit out of it.
There you go. That's why the IRS is a disaster.
Here's government for you. The CDC has noted this past week that there is a rise in sexually transmitted diseases, and they can't figure out why.
It's because people drink too much coffee.
Let's take a break. When we come back, we got a little bit more to do here tonight. Mark Walters takes over at 8 o'clock. So stick around for more great live radio. We'll be back.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself. at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. Or 07-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
That means the Undertaker is somewhere around here. All right, don't forget, next Saturday, the 29th, Halloween party, Cafe Positano starts at 10, $10 cover charge, drink specials, costume contest, karaoke. Come as the Undertaker, and you'll win something in that costume contest, I guarantee you. All right, we're here, we're back, we're live until we're going to, well, in a few more minutes, and then Armed American Radio takes you till 11 o'clock. A couple other quick little interesting stories here. Did you hear about the Altamont Springs woman who got arrested for allowing a 7-year-old boy to drive her car? And if that wasn't bad enough, do you know how the police found out about it? She videotaped it and put it on Facebook.
There you go.
Why not just videotape yourself robbing a bank or a grocery store?
They have done that, too.
They do that, too.
Oh, my Lord.
You know, how can you be that dumb and still breathe, right?
Quanika Glenn sat in the passenger seat making comments about the drive and recording the boy as he drove down several narrow residential streets for about a third of a mile here in Altamont Springs. So put down
I'm
the
glad
camera.
That put us on the map, Chris.
I guess so. records show that she's been arrested several times, most recently in January, on charges of driving with a suspended or revoked license. So I guess maybe she was, you know, auditioning a chauffeur, right?
There you go.
7 years old.
Dumb.
All right. Speaking of age, did you hear about, I guess it's Gia? Is that how you pronounce J-I-A?
Yeah.
Gia?
Yes.
All right. The world's oldest ever panda in captivity was euthanized last Sunday at the Hong Kong theme park where she lived because her health had deteriorated. Gia was 38. The average lifespan for a panda in the wild is, you want to take a guess?
I will.
What?
I'd say 25 years old.
You want to guess?
About 18.
18 to 20. 18 to 20. So people who think that zoo life is a bad life, how come she almost doubled? Well, she doubled, in a sense,
well,
the typical
life.
Well,
she didn't have anything preying on her.
Yeah. By the way, pandas normally last in captivity 30 years. Even that, they live much longer than the regular panda does in the wild. All right. And for you Social Security recipients out there, good news and bad news, as usually is the case when it comes to government. Your Social Security benefits will go up next month by 0.3%, which to the average Social Security recipient means a little less than $4 a month. That's the good news, if you want to call that good news. The bad news is for many Social Security recipients, their Medicare premiums will take all of that.
And more.
Yeah. Well, if you're been on Social Security for a while, it'll take all of it. If you are a new recipient, it'll take all of it
and
then some. Exactly. So, and by the way, of course, this is based on the inflation index. And because we haven't had any economic growth, we haven't had any inflation to speak of. And that's why these benefits are not going up.
Right.
By the way, 2 years during the Barack Obama presidency, they did not go
zero.
Up at all.
Right.
It
was zero.
And so overall, they've been the lowest increases in decades.
Well, it's because they base it all on inflation. And, of course, the Obama administration took out gas and food from the inflation equation, which means that inflation is basically zero.
Well, they did include gas this year, but that's part of the problem, too, because the gas prices have
gone down.
That's right. We're in essence, if you include inflation over the years, we're paying about 20 cents a gallon like our fathers did back in the 60s. All right. Before we go, tomorrow we're going to have Congressman Micah on the show. We're also going to give some instructions for our power prayer, which we're going to be conducting each Tuesday morning between now and the election. So it'll be this Tuesday, Tuesday the 1st of November, and Election Day itself. And I want to prepare you. We want you to participate in this between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. in the morning, preferably outside if you can be, and we'd also like you to fast for a time ahead of time. Whatever you're comfortable with fasting, if you can do it 24 hours, great. If you can just do it, you know, don't eat anything after sundown tomorrow, that would be fine too. And we're going to give you more instructions on tomorrow night's show, and we'll put these on our Facebook page so you can check them out there. And as I said, we'll be doing this for each of the next three Tuesdays. We would like you to participate in it each Tuesday morning, but at least one of the Tuesdays. So please be on the lookout for more instructions. 3 to 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, the next three Tuesday mornings. That's when we would like you to pray. And we're going to tell you a little bit more exactly some of the things that you might include in your prayer. Big news out of Chicago. Of course, the Chicago Cubs won the pennant for the first time since 1945. So maybe now they can get the monkey off Steve Bartman's back. You know who I'm talking about there, Jeff.
Yeah, sure do. I've been to Wrigley Field back in like the late 90s, and definitely it was nice to see the Cubs finally end the drought.
Yep, and they did it, by the way, with Joe Maddon, who was up until just a couple of years ago the manager of the Tampa Bay who are they called? The Rays. I was going to say Bucks, but the Tampa Bay Rays. So we want to wish the Chicago Cubs and all of their fans a great big congratulations, and we certainly hope that they go far and win the World Series. Two great teams in the World Series, the Chicago Cubs, you might say long overdue, so we wish them luck. And in that vein, we're going to leave you tonight with a song by Lloyd Marcus called Iron Man. So, night, everybody.
Good night. Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Baltimore's own Iron Man, the man who owns baseball's consecutive game streak, number 8, Cal Ripken.
Homegrown goodness from Aberdeen. Working from dusk to dawn, trying to make the team. Dreaming of the day he fly with the bird. Hanging on to his daddy's every word. Come on and give a hand to the Iron Man. He's the kind of guy Americans adore. You gotta give a hand to the Iron Man. He's the hero we've been longing for. Legend has it his glove was made of gold, and though his hair was graying, he never grew old. While villains trembled, he'd always make the big play, just in time to save the day. Come on and give a hand to the Iron Man. Gentle giant in a world that's mean.
and may his legacy and number live on and on. Oh, in our hearts, long after he's gone. Come on and give a hand to the honor man.
Services Studio, FM 105.5, AM 660. The Answer, WORL, Altamont Springs, Orlando.